White, J.E. White, Emma. Salem, Oregon, June 26, 1878. Dear children, Edson and Emma, not one line have I received from Oakland. I have thought since I have been here of the saying, out of sight, out of mind. I have been drawn out in prayer for Sister McDearman, and I have the earnest that she will not die. Cling to God, my children. Believe, oh believe. The Lord is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. He will not leave nor forsake us. His own right hand will be raised to deliver us. I have very much I want to write, but concluded to wait until I receive some word from you. My dear children, I feel so grateful that you are connected with the sacred work of God. You both may be living preachers of the truth in your deportment and faithfulness in your work. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation, was the watchword Christ gave his disciples. Mark 14, verse 38. You may be daily obtaining a more correct knowledge of God and your trust and confidence daily increasing in him. You want a fresh and living experience in the things of God. Do not become self-confident, self-sufficient. If you do, you will surely stumble because you will not walk in the light. I have seen so many youth of promise when they entered the warfare and put on the armor boastingly, lay it off with confusion and shame. I hope this will not be your case. I pray that it shall not be. It may not be and will not be if you walk humbly, distrustful of yourself, and yet strong and unwavering in God. But do not trust to your own wisdom. Trust in God. Make him your wisdom and your strength. God will entrust you with greater and still more elevated responsibilities as you bear the proving and the test of God. May God make your hands strong and earnest and faithful, with your heart sanctified to do his work for time and for eternity. Dear children, my heart says, praise the Lord. I believe that the hand of the destroyer has been stayed, but I rejoice with hope and faith. I have prayed much for you and for Willie, Mary, and Father, also for Emma's father and mother, whom I greatly esteem for their work's sake. They are precious in the sight of the Lord, and he will not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. Tell dear Emma to wait on the Lord and lean heavily on the strength of her Redeemer, precious Jesus. No one ever trusted in him and failed. Children, for some reason I feel called out to write you to have faith in God. Let faithfulness mark your every act. Men may not appreciate what you do, but God will ever read the motive which prompts to action, and the credit will be given justly. I am now upon the campground. Have ridden out 3 miles to have the ride and to see if there were any suggestions to make. The sisters are very busily engaged in making evergreen trimmings for the arch and for places where needed. I am somewhat tired. I spoke Sabbath in the church to a good congregation with great freedom. Sunday forenoon to 150 prisoners in the prison. In the evening in the Methodist church to a good congregation. The Methodist church is nearly as large and almost a model of the one in Battle Creek. My talk pleased all who heard it. Monday evening I spoke again to our people in their hired church with great freedom. Today I am not as well as usual. Bilious, I think. I do not like the climate very well. But after I become accustomed to it, I think I should enjoy it better. Received a card from Father written the 13th, saying all expected me at the conference and all united in saying I should be there. But this does not decide me to go. I shall not go unless I feel more deeply the need of going, or duty to go. Edson, there is enough for Mary to do. Let her work in to do some things that Lucinda is doing. Both of the girls are overworked. Mother.